this. Public hearing closed.
Does the mayor know what we're doing on this ordinance 32?
Yeah, you got that.
Okay, are we ready? Call order council meeting for August the 8th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Rose.
Here.
Here.
Dan Hupchick.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Wayne Chadwick.
Here.
Ryan Rowe.
Here.
Okay, next is adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to add, under new business, item B, ordinance 32-2016, amendment to Knox County zoning ordinance.
Question? Second.
Second.
I'll make a motion was made by Councilman Chapman, second by President Rose, to adopt the agenda with the addition of ordinance 32-2016.
Yes.
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 Ryan Rowe.
Yes.
And the amended agenda is adopted by unanimous vote. Approval of minutes of the July 25th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes.
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 Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan Rowe.
Yes.
And those are approved by vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I think we have Superintendent of School Corporation, Greg Parsley.
Well, good evening. Madam President, council members, mayor, and then I would also ask that Chief Luking would come forward. Back during 2013, during the Indiana General Assembly, under Senate Enrolled Act 1, schools were allowed to make application for grants for the purpose of school safety. And depending upon your classification under average daily membership, you could apply for $50,000 or $25,000. The VCSC falls into that higher category of $50,000. And over the years, we've done different things in terms of making enhancements to the security of our buildings, working with Chief Luking. He's been able to provide officers to us. Officer Reinhardt is an officer that we've had in the VCSC for quite some time, but unfortunately after Sandy Hook, Chief Luking put his head together with myself and our board and put another full-time officer, and he took care of that salary out of his budget. In addition to, he's taken care of a lot of the equipment for officers. He's provided officers for traffic detail to work ball games and different things. And as we wrote the 2016 grant, we thought that it was only fitting that we give our $50,000 to the city of Vincennes and to Chief Luking as a way to simply say thank you for all of his efforts and also yours. And we know and trust that that money will be put to good use. And we certainly continue to enjoy a tremendous partnership with you all and Chief Luking. So we say thank you.
Thank you. Great. We share.
Again, thank you very much. Anything else? Not? Committee chair reports.
Do you have a report to give?
I
The zoning.
Oh, well, we could do that under, down here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, just do it once.
Okay, report of city officers. Move on to old business. First up is ordinance 332016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT in amount of $14,144. Your first reading was July 25th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 332016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 332016.
Ordinance 332016, containing sections 1 and 2, additional appropriation ordinance, payment of banning engineering invoice, Vincent's levy work, $14,144.
Discussion.
Call for.
Carol Rose.
Yes.
Tim Saunders.
Yes.
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 And second reading of ordinance 332016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 332016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 332016.
Ordinance 332016, omitting formal parts sections 1 and 2, $14,144. Edit.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Carol Rose.
Yes.
Tim Saunders.
Yes.
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 Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 332016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 342016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT in the amount of $22,564. Your first reading was July 25th.
Motion to have second reading on ordinance 342016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 342016.
Ordinance 342016, additional appropriation ordinance 1 and 2, both from EDIT, total $22,500.
Discussion.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, second reading of ordinance 342016 passes.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 342016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 342016.
Ordinance 342016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2 from EDIT, $22,564.
Discussion.
Call for the question. Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 342016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 352016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT in the amount of $125,000 and from Riverboat $100,000. First reading was July 25th.
Make a motion to have second reading on the amended ordinance 352016.
Second.
Just a procedural note, since our copy says, still has the $50,000 in there, I think the proper procedure would be to get it up to the council on second reading, and then we'll make an amendment to remove the loft program, because, well, you do, but the copy that's in our official agenda here. Well, did anyone have that? I think somewhere in the minutes it needs to say that we amended it by removing that.
I just said amended.
Part that's being taken out was full history.
Typically, we'd have, I think we'd have a paper copy of that, but if you're comfortable with doing that way, just so we get it in the minute somewhere that it is, that part's been removed. Okay, well, then make the motion would be then second reading, ordinance 35-2016, as amended.
I said that.
And just make sure that the copy that goes in the minutes has that removed.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Yeah, I second it.
Thought that's what I said.
Okay. Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to approve the second reading of ordinance 35-2016 as amended with the $50,000 for the loft program removed.
I gotta read it.
Somebody has to read it.
Ordinance 35-2016 as amended, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, and the amendment is by interlineation from edit 1444. Loft program should be stricken, and Fund 242 Riverboat $100,000 Big Park Park Court. Park Treasurer.
Okay, discussion.
I want to thank the mayor for, you know, looking at this and addressing some of the concerns that were brought up at our last meeting. I think where they're moving it to is a fantastic place, and hopefully we see this program blossom into something that we can be proud of. I got to have a couple discussions with Ellen about it, went over some of the documentation for this, and, you know, if it does take off, you know, fingers crossed that this is something that we can be very proud of, and it's good to see it being put in here. To where we're not seeing edit dollars be used for something like this. So I'm very pleased, and I thank the mayor for doing that.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley
Brown? Yes.
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 And second reading of ordinance 35-2016 as amended passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make your motion to have third and final reading on the amended ordinance 35-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third reading of the amended ordinance 35-2016.
Ordinance 35-2016 as amended, additional appropriation ordinance section 1 and 2. Amended part is striking loft program $50,000 from edit. Appropriation ordinance, we had a bubble.
Okay, discussion.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Yes. And third and final reading of ordinance 35-2016 as amended passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to point out this is a good example of why we have second and third readings 2 weeks later than we normally do when we do the first reading. So that if there is a change, somebody wants to change it, or if we want to talk to somebody, it gives us time to do that. And this is a good example.
Okay, move on to new business. First up is ordinance 36-2016, vacating utility sewer easement in the city of Vincent.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 36-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 36-2016.
Ordinance 36-2016, an ordinance the Common Council vacating utility sewer easement in the city of Vincent, section 1, 2, and 3, the pertinent part there. Exhibit B, this is part of the development in the Kimmel Road extension project. There's an existing sewer line that's going to be vacated if you pass the ordinance. It's going to be moved to make remodeling easier for the utility department, also for the developer. City Council has to vacate or put somewhere else. Change for canceling this. Water.
Is this something that needs to be done quickly, or is it good enough to sit and wait for 2 weeks, or?
I don't know that it's that pressing.
Okay, I didn't know. I know that sometimes when we've had some of those before.
Do you have questions for Mr. Klein or Kirk? Entertain those.
And do you think there'll be somebody here in 2 weeks to talk about it then? I think that would be good.
They asked me to.
Well, we want to see pictures and everything.
You got a picture.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
So in a nutshell, we're vacating the area, but we're going to get improvements through that. So, I mean.
By vacating.
Right. Right. Yep.
Typically, a change like this is to make access to that area easier in the event that we had to go in and do a repair. So really in our benefit.
Right. Not just that property.
Exactly.
Make it look.
Any other discussion?
Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 36-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 32-2016. Rezoning ordinance.
It's the amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance. I'd move that we have a first reading of ordinance 32-2016.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chapman, second by Councilman Brown to have first reading of ordinance 32-2016.
Ordinance 32-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance. One, two, three. Question rezoning R1.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, as our council's representative on Area Plan Commission, let me explain. It's a little bit of an unusual circumstance, but typically, procedurally, a rezoning ordinance would come to council. There would be a routine adoption on first reading. I don't recall an instance, and as long as I've been on the council, where we didn't adopt on first reading a referral to Area Plan Commission where the hearing is held on the rezoning. Then depending on the results of that hearing and vote at the Area Plan Commission, it comes back to us for second and third reading. In this particular instance, perhaps, I don't know, due to having a new executive director at Area Plan or whatever, but we actually had the case arrive at Area Plan first before it came here. We had the hearing, case was presented, and there was no controversy. It was adopted unanimously by Area Plan with a recommendation for this council to adopt this as a rezoning change. We have counsel for the petitioner here, Aaron Dahl, so he can explain better than I the rationale for it. But my suggestion is that, although procedurally we're doing this a little bit different, that we adopt this on first reading tonight and then come back in our next meeting and adopt it on second and third reading. Basically, it's just a rezoning of a vacant lot on Bussern Street that is behind the St. Vincent DePaul's facility, the purpose of which is to allow for development of on that vacant lot. And it would either be a parking lot or a pole building to do sorting of the goods that are donated to St. Vincent's DePaul Society. And the reason that that is somewhat uncertain right now, they're in negotiation for another piece of property on Main Street. Depending on how that goes, we'll determine whether that vacant lot we're talking about tonight is a parking lot or a sorting facility. But either way, the neighbors were notified and there was no objection. Area Plan Commission has no problem with it. And that's as I understand it. Is that somewhat accurate?
Very accurate.
Okay. And we have representatives from the St. Vincent's DePaul Board here as well. So, but that is my recommendation that, although procedurally a little unusual, it's a good case and will serve the community well, I think, to adopt this rezoning.
Other discussion?
And you do have the transmittal notice that gives the record of
I just had a procedural.
Area Plan Commission hearing.
I had a procedural question. If for any reason you don't pass one reading, because it's already been approved.
Well,
you wait for the zoning.
I would be fine with that if the rest of the council is. I mean, this is
not that I want to unemploy Mr. Bell.
Well, no, I told him, I told him that I thought he could probably just be here this one time because you do have the opportunity to ask him questions if you wish at this point.
That's my only suggestion since it's already been delays usually give plan time to me. That's already happened.
I would be happy with that because, as I say, it was it sailed right through Area Plan with one of the least controversial things we've done in probably the last decade. So. Okay.
Vote on the first and then suspend the rules. Or? Let's vote on the first.
Vote first reading.
Okay.
Second reading and then suspend the rules for third, I think is the way we typically have done it.
Call for the question. Yes.
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 Okay, first reading of ordinance 32-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
We have second reading of ordinance 32-2016. Right, third
second.
Reading is what we suspend.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by President Rose to have second reading of ordinance 32-2016.
Ordinance 32-2016, rezoning ordinance section 1, 2, and 3 from R1 to C2.
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 32-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Move we suspend the rules to allow for third reading of the ordinance 32-2016.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilman Westfall to suspend the rules for third reading of ordinance 32-2016.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 And that passes by a vote of 7-0.
I move we have third reading of ordinance 32-2016.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 32-2016.
Ordinance 32-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance section 1, 2, and 3 from R1 to C2, those playing along at home, 1601 Bus Run.
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 32-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
You got it.
Move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $373,949.70.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall to pay the claims in the amount of $373,949.70. Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
The claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Miscellaneous. I think we need to mention that the Vincennes Housing Authority gave the city pilot payment in lieu of taxes in the amount of $40,000 this year. And we thank them for that.
Yes.
Linda and her group did a great job.
Very good.
Anything else under miscellaneous? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.